local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it is a happy Friday here on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Certainly appreciate it. Happy Friday, Austin.
Right back at you.
Friday a lot better than your Thursday went?
Yeah, I would have to say so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll let Austin vent and rant and anything else he wants to do here coming up as his Steelers lost last night. Second week in a row that they've lost to a two-win team. So.
At home. Don't forget, at home.
Yeah, so that we'll let him harp on that here coming up a little bit later on. A lot to get to today for a Friday. Full rundown coming up over the next 45 minutes here with a full look at everything going on. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We'll start with our traffic and weather update here a little before 4:15 before getting into our top three stories.
Thank you, Joe. Our first traffic and weather update of the night is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. So, yeah, looking here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there's actually not a lot that we wouldn't be expecting. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that is currently looking backed up at the moment. Shortly before we went live, we were dealing with some issues on North Davis Highway itself, but those have, for the most part, seemed to die down. If you're traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some issues as well. Pine Forest Road, particularly between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, both northbound and southbound, giving us some trouble already here. Those are the biggest hitters in Pensacola at the moment. We have had a couple of traffic accidents, but they're not causing too much congestion on too busy of roads. As for Santa Rosa County, though, we do have an accident. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, particularly if you are traveling towards what street is this here? Cardinal Street, forgive me. Yeah, Cardinal Street. If you're traveling towards that area, we had an accident report that's causing a lot of issues at the moment. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, that's causing a lot of issues as well.
We once again have a weekend outlook that features the chance for rain. Let's walk through it. Starting on Saturday, late Saturday morning into the afternoon, we do have a scattered thunderstorm chance. Rain chance on Saturday through the day sits at about 70%. And then as we head overnight into Sunday morning, we have a near 100% chance of rain. This overnight rain chance to Sunday morning is our highest chance for rain, and it features even the risk for some severe weather, although that risk is low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right now, 66 degrees, partly cloudy, just a slight 20% chance of a shower overnight tonight, and 60% chance of rain tomorrow. Of course, keep an eye on social media if you're planning on going to the Pensacola Christmas Parade downtown tomorrow. I think it's supposed to start off at 5:30. The parade says that they will let everybody know by 1 o'clock if they are going to give it a go, so keep an eye up on that. Top three stories today. Israeli forces are moving forward with their assault on southern Gaza. This comes as the U.S. has warned Israel it must put a premium on civilian protection. The Kerem Shalom crossing from Israel into Gaza will reopen in the next few days for inspections of aid trucks as supplies of water, food, and medicine are running short. The death toll now stands over 18,000. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad says two salvos of rockets were fired at the compound early this morning. Explosions were heard near the center of Baghdad at around 4 a.m. local time. There were no reported casualties in the attack. And the White House not saying much about the latest charges brought against Hunter Biden.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
A grand jury indicting Hunter on 9 counts, including 3 felonies. Charges against him include failing to file and pay taxes, tax evasion, and filing false tax returns. Prosecutors are accusing Hunter of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes. Those are our top three stories today. Last night, we had the Escambia County Commission meeting and a little bit of drama in the aftermath of what was a PNJ report from last week detailing certain text messages that were sent out by Commissioner Jeff Burgosz to David Baer regarding his plans for redistricting in 2021. Last night, District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler made an announcement that he would be sending a letter to the state attorney's office, perhaps looking to trigger an investigation into whether Florida's sunshine laws were broken. Here was an exchange.
For you to call for a public investigation based on an article that came out, based on text messages that have been stolen and manipulated, I think is incredibly unprofessional. But send your letter and let the chips fall. Right. There is no there.
Have you taken ethics training? Of course. What's the course of action? The course of action is clear.
I'm not going to have you lecture me. I've been in this business a little bit longer than you. You might be a better nurse.
LOL.
That LOL, a reference to the... What's so funny?
LOL.
Yeah, a reference to the texts that were published in the article there after Commissioner Burgosz sent the plans to David Baer, telling him to share them with Commissioners Lumen May and Stephen Barry and advising Baer not to share with him what they said, and then ending each text with LOL. So yeah. That was the
so juvenile
the shot there. also today, we received a statement from the family of Dr. Ben Brown through the company Red Banyan, which is, according to their website, a crisis PR firm based in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, this in regards to the death investigation of his wife, 33-year-old Hillary Brown, who went into cardiac arrest while she was getting plastic surgery operations performed on her by her husband, Dr. Ben Brown. The statement says, in part, quote, Ben is completely devastated by the sudden loss of his loving wife, Hillary, and is desperately trying to understand how to live one day, never mind a lifetime, without her by his side. Statement goes on to say, quote, the procedures Ben performed on the day of Hillary's passing were minor and routine. All safety and medical protocols were strictly followed, and the procedures took place during office hours with the support of Ben's medical staff. End quote. Hillary Brown initially went into cardiac arrest November 21st and was taken off of life support last week. As a look at some of our local stories, a lot more to get to here over the next couple of hours. We will do that right now, taking a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Window.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Marcus Point Baptist Church invites you to a Christmas celebration for the whole family. The spirit of Christmas has been a Pensacola tradition over the past 30 years. This year, our special guest will be Joe Kennedy, the praying coach. While we're celebrating, your kids will have a blast with our kids' ministry, plus a free meal for the whole family. It's all happening December 10th at 10 a.m. at any of our three campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, and North Pace. For more information, visit PensacolaChurch.org.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, mornings 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. It is. That's an awesome Christmas song. That's one of my favorites. Very traditional.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. It is exactly 4:25 here, so we'll get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So looking at traffic here, once again, in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, expect some issues there still. We've got some congestion developing on North Davis Highway itself, but nothing too severe at the moment. We will keep you posted. If you're traveling westbound on East Burgess Road towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that is still significantly hectic as well at the moment. Also, we do have an accident report here. It is near West Fairfield Drive. It doesn't look like it actually is on it, but we do have some congestion in that area anyway at the intersection with North W Street, so keep on the lookout there. Pine Forest Road, still both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. That's going to give you some issues as well. And in Santa Rosa County, we previously reported on an accident that was on Caroline Street traveling westbound towards Cardinal Street. We've got some heavy congestion there still. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, there's still heavy backups there at this hour also.
We have a muggy weekend with a chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. Let's go through it. Lows in the 60s, highs in the 70s on Saturday with a 70% chance of rain. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start late morning and through the afternoon hours on Saturday. A higher chance for rain moves in overnight into Sunday morning as well. That Sunday morning rain chance is a 100% chance of rain. Also features the chance for severe weather, although that risk is low. After the morning hours on Sunday, we dry out as a cold front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joe. 65 right now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 63. Chance of showers 50% overnight, cloudy, and a 60% chance of showers Saturday with a high of 74. Taking a look at what's happening around the state. By the way, this not exactly local. I mean, I guess it kind of could be local state, although it's not Florida, it's Alabama. But interesting one nonetheless because of how close we are. High school athletes could benefit from name, image, and likeness in Alabama under a proposed bill. It would allow student athletes to make money from NIL offers with local businesses and organizations. And if passed, it would go into effect next October.
Dang.
State headlines, a mother facing charges after her son allegedly shot two teenagers after a youth football practice. The state attorney... Yeah, you should check the video out.
So there's a video of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was outside of a YMCA in Apopka, right in the parking lot there. So, yeah, there's video of it. Police say three kids got into a fight. If I recall, it was over a bag of chips. After a Pop Warner football practice in October. During the incident, Sherelle Johnson's 11-year-old son allegedly grabbed a gun from her car and injured two 13-year-olds. Sherelle Johnson could face 5 years in prison on culpable negligence charges.
I was about to say, how are you like just letting your kid run into the car and grab a gun?
Well, what happened was, so she was in the car. Okay. She had the gun in a not secure location because it was, if I remember the video correctly, it was either on the front seat of the passenger side or on the floorboard.
That's where the negligence comes in.
So she is in the car waiting for him after football practice. He is in a verbal spat with a couple of kids, runs up to the car, opens up the car door, grabs the gun, and then just turns around and, you know, shoots him. So that was on video there. But yeah, that was a big deal back in October.
A third suspect is facing charges in connection with a deadly mass shooting in Tampa. Police Chief Lee Barkaw says that Dwayne Tillman Jr. was arrested for the October 29th incident. Barkaw says that there's video evidence of the 21-year-old shooting into a crowd, and he's charged with attempted murder and attempted aggravated battery. Two others have also been arrested for their alleged roles in the shooting that left two dead and 16 others injured.
And in response to that, Tampa City Council is moving forward on a plan to impose a curfew of 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday for anyone under the age of 16. There would be a midnight curfew Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and holidays. There's two public hearings on it before a final vote is taken. Also, Broward Schools and the Sheriff's Office teaming up with an awareness campaign warning teens and parents about the dangers of sextortion.
Mostly males are targeted right now in the middle school and early high school years. It's a life-changing event. They don't understand the perspectives of it, so we will take the education side of this.
The scam involves someone pretending to have a romantic interest in someone else to get nude pictures to later use as blackmail. 4:30 right now, we'll take a break. National headlines and a look at what's happening in the world of sports this weekend coming up on Pensacola Right Now.
Tom Rigotti. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, pushed by Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza.
The U.S. was the only member of the Security Council to vote against the measure. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood criticized the council after the vote for its failure to condemn Hamas and acknowledge Israel's right to defend itself. Michigan teen Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed several classmates at Oxford High School in 2021, has been sentenced.
Life in prison without the possibility of parole for the 17-year-old that victims' families called a monster for the mass shooting at Oxford High School 2 years ago, the killing of four classmates and injury of seven others.
It's Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks posted modest gains in the Friday session. The Dow Industrials rising 130 points and the S&P 500 adding 18, with those indexes plus the NASDAQ composite all notching 2023 closing highs and their best finishes since early 2022. Each of the major indexes has now logged six consecutive weekly advances. Companies are still hiring. The jobs market had shown signs of slowing in recent months, but we got word this morning that employers added 199,000 jobs in November, topping expectations, with the unemployment rate going down two ticks to 3.7%. With a number of major brands pulling their advertising on X, the social media platform is reportedly working to lure numerous smaller companies into the fold. The Wall Street Journal says Elon Musk's platform, the former Twitter, has discussed partnering with Amazon to have X ads available through Amazon's ad buying software and is also looking to team with other smaller ad platforms. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Cha-jingle bells, cha-jingle bells, cha-jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Cha-jingle bells, cha-jingle bells, cha-jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be cray.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at jacksonhewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. I have a different plan to quickly turn around the New England Patriots. Number one, keep Bill Belichick. Number two, use your top three projected pick on wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. And finally, Kirk Herbstreit recently told Pat McAfee that quarterback Jaden Daniels will be the steal of the draft. The Pats used their early second round pick to move up and take Daniels. Belichick, Harrison Jr., and Daniels sure sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Winterfest continues downtown. Bring your family and experience music, shopping, food, caroling in the streets, trolley tours, and of course, Santa. For all the info, see downtownpensacola.com. The Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade is Saturday evening. The fun starts at 5:15 with nearly 100 entries and lots of local bands. See CoxPensacolaChristmasParade.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes past 4:35 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. Looking at our traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we actually have some backups developing on East 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound towards Giddy Lane, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Giddy Lane. Okay, I was about to say, assuming that I'm not saying it correctly, it's in front of Hillcrest Church. So just if you're in that area, look out for that. Also, Pine Forest Road, traveling both northbound and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, as per usual, giving us some issues there. traveling westbound on East Burgess Road, still having some backup trouble there towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. Brent Lane still giving us issues traveling westbound towards North Davis. North Davis itself typically gives us issues this time of day. So far, nothing too severe at the moment, but if you are traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road, it does look like we have some issues developing in that area. As for Santa Rosa County, we are still dealing with some heavy backups. On Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound in the Pace areas near Walmart and Office Depot, those areas there towards Cardinal Street still backed up from a previously reported traffic incident. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up also.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, if I was not such a nice guy, I could just give you incorrect street names and just drive everybody crazy, but
please don't do
I
that.
I wouldn't do that.
At that point, as
it's
I said,
it's not Tahar, it's Texer.
Yeah, I made that mistake like the first time.
I think I did. And then, there's a street up in Cantonment that I butchered.
I don't know
its name. If my wife's listening, she'll text in with what it was.
That's the thing. If I screw up a name, it's just a matter of I just start pointing at landmarks. So that's right. Why I said Hillcrest right. Church. If you're there, look out.
We once again have a weekend outlook that features the chance for rain. Let's walk through it. Starting on Saturday, late Saturday morning into the afternoon, we do have a scattered thunderstorm chance. Rain chance on Saturday through the day sits at about 70%. And then as we head overnight into Sunday morning, we have a near 100% chance of rain. This overnight rain chance to Sunday morning is our highest chance for rain, and it features even the risk for some severe weather, although that risk is low. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. It's 65 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. It's going to stay that way for the next couple of days. Rain, of course, moving in pretty much overnight, tomorrow, Sunday as well, and then clearing out and cooling down a little bit heading into early part of next week. Taking a look at a few national and international stories today, starting in Michigan, the Oxford High School shooter, Ethan Crumbly, will spend the rest of his life in prison. He killed four students and injured seven others back in November of 2021. A judge handing down the life without parole sentence today after hearing victim impact statements.
Even though it was only minutes, it felt like a lifetime before I found Aiden. When I got to the building, he was sitting in a chair with his leg up. I remember sobbing while I'm holding him. That was hard and felt impossible, but I found him.
The defense team had pushed for a sentence of between 25 and 40 years.
And fans may soon find it easier to score tickets to popular concerts thanks to new legislation. A bipartisan group of senators introduced the Fans First Act. It is to address flaws in the current live event ticketing system to protect consumers from fake or overpriced tickets and hold bad actors accountable. It's the latest move by Congress to crack down on exploitative ticket pricing for live entertainment since 2022.
White House says Bidenomics is working. This after the latest job report showing 199,000 jobs were created last month.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Unemployment has been under 4% for 22 months in a row, according to the White House, the longest stretch in 54 years. They do say, though, that more needs to be done to bring down prices.
And Vladimir Putin is running for re-election. The TASS news agency says that the incumbent Russian leader has confirmed he will run in the national presidential elections of 2024. Putin has been in charge in Russia for 24 years, either as president or prime minister. Another presidential term will keep him in power until at least 2030.
Not a betting man. If I was, I would say he will win re-election.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking so, too.
Sports headlines. All right, so we have tomorrow, college football, the annual Army-Navy game, 2 o'clock Saturday on CBS. One of my favorite games to watch. One of these days I'm going to go to it. I need to go to that game.
That's about as American as it's going to
be. Oh, absolutely.
Army, Navy, college football. Are you kidding me?
And I love that this game. I mean, I love the classic uniforms of like the black and gold and Army and then the Navy gold with Navy. But I love that this game has turned into
Fashion
just
contest.
A fashion contest for both teams. And every year, there is not a bad uniform combination that either one of these teams has had, which makes it even more impressive. Yeah. Of course, I will never forget the, as I'm sure many around here, the Blue Angel-themed uniforms that Navy had a few years ago.
My dad has a jersey.
He has a jersey? So yeah. I have one of the footballs that has the plane on the side, the game ball. It wasn't used in a game, but you could buy them. So
yeah.
I got one for Christmas that year. I have always wanted they put like 12 of them up for auction, the game helmets that had hand-painted, right? So I every few months I'll just be like, huh, I wonder if there's just one on eBay or whatever, and of course there never is. But I actually stumbled upon the website of the artist that actually did those helmets.
Really?
And you can pay him. I mean, it's like $800. It's not cheap,
yeah.
But you can pay him to do it. And he will, you know, he'll provide the helmet. You don't have to provide the helmet. And it's, I think it's like a, it's like an authentic style helmet. So that alone is, you know, probably like $350, but you can get, you know, a Navy Blue Angels football helmet like they wore that day. I thought about it. You know, I've been close a couple of times to just pulling the trigger on it, but I haven't since then. But yeah, so I'm curious and excited to see what the uniforms look like tomorrow for Army Navy. Top NFL games over the weekend include the Cowboys and the Eagles. That'll be Sunday night. The Bills and the Chiefs. That's the late window CBS game, Rams, Ravens, and then the Bucks, Falcons, actually, for Saints fans.
That's a pretty loaded weekend there.
It is, yeah. And, you know, the Saints are playing the Panthers, so that should be a win.
We would hope. Yeah.
Not so sure after yesterday, but the Saints should beat the Panthers.
Yeah.
And if the Falcons lose to the Bucks, then that's a three-way tie for first there.
Well, and that's what makes it a big game. The division is anyone's game because they're all so bad. Except for the Panthers. Panthers, they're out. They're out of the hunt.
Yeah, officially eliminated last week there.
Yes.
4:45, just seeing this in right before we get our traffic and weather update. So the lighted boat parade on Pensacola Beach has been canceled.
Wow.
They had pushed that back from last Saturday to this Saturday trying to get it in, but sea is still too rough, obviously, with the weather. So no lighted beach parade there on Saturday tomorrow. So 4:45, get an update on the roads.
All right, so looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are still dealing with some backups, and there was an accident reported in this area. If you are traveling westbound on East 9 Mile Road towards Guidy Lane, I believe we said it's called, right in front of Hillcrest Church, we've got some congestion building up there. Also, Pine Forest Road still giving us a lot of trouble northbound, but even more so southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. And Brent Lane, if you are traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've still got some issues there. The intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway has since built up some congestion of its own. As for Santa Rosa County, we are still dealing with some backups in Pace, traveling westbound on Caroline Street towards Cardinal Street, which is where Office Depot, Walmart, that general area. There was an accident reported there earlier that is still giving us some issues. And as we so often see at this hour, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come into downtown Milton by going over Blackwater River, expect some backups there also.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather forecast for the weekend. Overnight tonight, we'll get down to 63, 50% chance of showers, cloudy skies pretty much all weekend. So I'll just say that once. 60% chance of showers tomorrow, high of 74, 67 on Sunday. And then Sunday night, cooling down, 36 for the low Sunday night, clear skies. And then Monday and Tuesday, both sunshine, highs in the mid-50s. 4:46, taking a look at some health, business, and pop culture notes today. Foreign governments are attempting to spy on iPhone and Android users through the mobile app notifications they receive on smartphones. Senator Ron Wyden presented the findings of his year-long investigation this week. The report details how legal demands from governments have forced Apple and Google to turn over sensitive information, including the contents of a notification, the push notifications, where you may get a preview of a text message. This type of message presents a workaround for governments to access more information about a device and its users' activities.
And the FDA is approving sickle cell treatments that include CRISPR, that's C-R-I-S-P-R, gene editing technology. That could open a door for thousands of patients in the U.S. to receive a treatment that has the potential to alleviate painful effects of the disease. The FDA also approved Casgevy, which is a one-time treatment for patients 12 and over.
Taylor Swift can now claim the first ever billion-dollar tour. Pollstar reports Swift's Eras Tour generated an estimated $1.04 billion in ticket sales between November of 22 and this November. Swift sold an estimated 4.35 million tickets to 60 shows. They also estimate that she'll hit the billion-dollar mark for her 2024 concerts as well.
And, Joe, we all deal with nostalgia.
Right. I love nostalgia, man.
Me too. It's a bittersweet feeling, but it's nice to reminisce. I mean, whether it be about movies, TV shows, music, video games, whatever it may be, that's probably more of a my generation thing. But either way, simpler times indeed. What do you think people will be nostalgic about in about 20 years, 2043?
That's a good question. Well, I think a lot. Tell you right now, I think a lot of people will be nostalgic about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, to be honest with you.
Or at least her, yeah, or just her music in general. I mean, I'm sure she'll still be making music.
Yeah.
But if you listen to her music religiously, especially during your coming of age years,
yeah,
it's like I could definitely see that striking a chord with
people. Yeah, no, that for sure. I think that's a good question.
I already get nostalgic, and I'm only in my early 20s. I get nostalgic about when I was in school,
right?
Or like, you know, or like Christmas time. I get nostalgic about that because there's a childhood joy. Not like I hate Christmas now, but I'm just saying. But no, I mean, it's like I think about when I was a kid, you know, and I think about the gifts I'd get or whatever.
Sure.
Or like when I'd go with my parents and look at Christmas lights. It's like I still do that stuff. I'll still look at Christmas lights, still spend time with my family, but it's like, I don't know, as a kid,
yeah,
it's
different. I'm trying to think because, you know, there's certain movies, TV shows, like we were talking about this earlier this week about, you know, the movies that Americans love to rewatch, Christmas movies, Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Miracle on 34th Street, etc. But yeah. a lot of the Christmas movies that get a lot of run on TV that people will watch a lot came from the 90s and the early 2000s.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to Christmas movies in particular, I think, let's see, when was Elf made?
2003.
All right. So that one, yeah, no. I'm trying to think, like, what would the modern new Christmas movie be that elevates to that status that 20 years ago would be in that level? I'm not sure that there is one. I'm happy to be proven wrong on that. As far as society in general, you know, the number one answer in this, and there was a survey that was done, which is leading this conversation, was smartphones, as people being nostalgic about that. I mean, maybe in 20 years, are we having, is everybody just walking around with the Apple vision glasses thing, right?
Yeah.
Where we don't necessarily have handheld cell phones anymore. We just all wear this thing on our heads that allows us to accept calls with our minds. I mean, I don't know. But you think of just how quickly the development of smartphones has gotten since the iPhone. I don't know what 20 years ago is going to look like. But
I think it's going to be music. I think that's a big one. I think, because as I said, I'll think about like a soundtrack of a video game I played when I was like 10 years old, and that cuts deep.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? 20 years from now, what do you think makes the cut as far as the most nostalgic things that people will be thinking about in 2043? You can let us know in the text line, 850-437-1620. 4:51, we will take our final break of this hour, back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference.
If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent quite a bit of time talking about the call by Mike Kohler, County Commissioner Mike Kohler, for an investigation by the state attorney into whether there was any wrongdoing by Commissioner Jeff Bergosh in those text messages. We also had a really good wrap with Josh Newby and Jeremy Evans talking about anti-Semitism on campus, the weird, strange case of the Ziegler's here in Florida, and the impending presidential election, and the Transgressors Memorial Service, all of which you can listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:55 here. We will get our last traffic and weather update of this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, the big hitters right now are if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. It is heavily backed up at the moment. Also, North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Perhaps you're trying to get onto I-10. If you are in that area, be aware of that. Also, in Santa Rosa County, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street in the Office Depot Walmart areas of Pace towards Cardinal Street, we've still got some issues there from a previously reported accident. And traveling westbound on Caroline Street heading into downtown Milton over Blackwater River, we've still got problems there as well.
We have a muggy weekend with a chance for rain Saturday and Sunday. Let's go through it. Lows in the 60s, highs in the 70s on Saturday with a 70% chance of rain. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start late morning and through the afternoon hours on Saturday. A higher chance for rain moves in overnight into Sunday morning as well. That Sunday morning rain chance is a 100% chance of rain. Also features the chance for severe weather, although that risk is low. After the morning hours on Sunday, we dry out as a cold front moves in. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now, 65, 63 tonight, overnight, and showers in the forecast Saturday and Sunday. High of 74 tomorrow and around 67 on Sunday. Taking a look at some wacky stories. Austin, have you ever gotten an MRI?
Maybe.
Okay.
I've had some medical stuff done, so I'm sure.
I've had a couple of them, and both of them were pain in the butts. Not literally, though, but that's not the case for one 57-year-old woman. She decided to not remove her loaded gun while entering the machine, and so the gun was attracted to the magnetization that is prevalent in MRIs, and the gun fired a round and struck her into the right butt cheek. And she even answered no when they asked her if she was carrying any firearms.
I mean, what is... Come on, you're asking for it at that point. A California preschool teacher is accused of giving patches to students to make them sleepy. The parents of the 3- and 4-year-old children were outraged to find out that the teacher was applying the Sleepy Time stickers to every student and removing them before dismissal. A parent who popped into class unannounced discovered the practice, and the school district says that the teacher has been terminated, but parents demand more action.
That's interesting there. A medical helicopter pilot says he's okay after a duck crashed through the windshield and hit him in the face.
We're canceling the mission. Will you make other arrangements for us? We've hit a bird.
Yeah, it happened in northwest Iowa as the pilot was on his way to pick up a patient. The Wings Air Rescue pilot says he was dazed, but not hurt.
And if you're spending half your income on a leased Mercedes, there's good news. It probably does make other people think you're better than them. A new study found that when someone's got an expensive ride, other people assume they're higher up in the societal hierarchy. It also makes the driver feel more attractive than they otherwise may be.
Yeah, that's true. I think that about every person that as I'm driving hither and yon around Pensacola, anytime I see a Tesla, yeah. I'm like, that is a good-looking, well-mannered individual. I want to be like them one day.
Really?
Yep. Good news. The Gary Sinise Foundation hosted its annual Snowball Express event this weekend at Disney. They hosted families of more than 700 fallen military members to honor them and to have a great time during the holiday season. More than 1,800 people got to participate in that retreat.
And a mom and her two young kids got hit by a car in Utah on Tuesday, but survived after 20 high schoolers lifted it off of them. The mom and her two-year-old son were stuck underneath it, but the students were able to lift it just enough to get them out.
That's cool there. All right, 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up back in 10 minutes for another full rundown. If you missed the first one, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.